Listen to this Ross report for all the updates.
Hi, I'm Moy Bransky, and you're listening to the Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, June 1st, here at Gillette Stadium, and there's only Paul Perillo and Andy Hart today, as the rest of the guys are paying their respects to Marquise Hill.
Thanks, Lori. The end of a very difficult week here at Gillette Stadium for the Patriots as they head off to New Orleans for the funeral services of Marquise Hill, but did get an opportunity in terms of the roster makeup to get a look at some of the new players here at Gillette Stadium on Thursday with a media sneak peek of passing camp. Andy, initial thoughts of some of the newcomers?
Well, first of all, I thought Wes Welker was one of the players that really stood out. Sort of that Troy Brown role that everyone has said he's going to be in. He was flying around underneath patterns, catching everything thrown his way. So he was one of the new faces that I thought really stood out. Obviously, most people were there to watch Randy Moss, and much of the clips in the paper today had to deal with Randy Moss and, you know, the fact that he was warming up with Tom Brady and smiling and chatting up some of the other receivers during stretching. Did have one nice catch on a deep ball, but other times, you know, looked a little sluggish on the field, had a drop in the end zone, which really surprised me on a corner route where it looked like it was, you know, right at his fingertips. He just didn't make the catch. So I would say, you know, not too high, not too low on my reaction to what I saw from Moss. Obviously, it was the first chance to see him in a non-contact, no pads, no anything, three-quarter speed type environment. But those are the two guys, obviously, that, you know, you're first drawn to.
Yeah, and when you're watching a camp when there's no contact, no pads, no anything, it's called passing camp.
Right.
Obviously, the guys that are going to stand out are going to be the guys that are throwing and catching the ball. All eyes were on Randy Moss, as they should have been. I for one, could not wait to get a chance to see him catching passes from Tom Brady. And I agree with Andy. I thought there was some highs and lows. You know, the catch that he made getting past Torrey James on the sideline, where you showed that trademark acceleration when the ball was in the air, exactly what we were looking for. Others, as the drop that you mentioned, probably not so much. But overall, the impressions offensively, I thought a little sluggish, but again, it's late May, one day on a wet field, to be expected. Defensively, the newcomer of obviously that everybody has their eyes on, Adalis Thomas, he was a little bit he was lined up everywhere.
Yes, he did. Spent probably the bulk of the action at inside linebacker next to Teddy Bruschi, with Mike Vrabel, Roosevelt Colvin lining up on the outside, but saw some action outside, then sub-packages, went down, played some line, you know, the role we've sort of seen Mike Vrabel and others play with their hand on the ground in the sub-packages. Did a few different things. Junior Seau spent a lot of the practice sort of behind that group watching, did get in some, but you got a taste of that, you know, 4-5, 6-man rotation at linebacker that I think you'll see that'll bring a lot of different looks with taking advantage of the versatility of Vrabel, of Thomas, and some of the other guys.
Now, these OTAs that are going on right now are strictly voluntary. And
right.
To me, I was kind of struck by the fact with the overall attendance. I thought there'd be far more players not here yet. Now, I know it's right on the eve of the mandatory mini camp, and there are events next week that are mandatory. So I suppose it's not that uncommon that you saw as many people, but really, of note, you're looking at Dante Stallworth, Asante Samuel, help me out here with other guys.
Brandon Merriweather.
Most of the guys that weren't on the practice field.
Injuries.
Were either in New Orleans already, guys like Randall Gay and Jarvis Green, or guys that we know that had injuries. Seymour did not participate in practice. Lawrence Maroney, David Thomas, Chad Jackson, those are the guys that weren't there.
Right.
Of note, Samuel, and we know his situation with the contract. Stallworth, we have no idea.
Right.
But I was really taken with the, it had to be, 90%.
Strong attendance, and which is what I would expect from a Bill Belichick team, voluntary or not, when it's these sort of team drills. The bulk of people are going to be there, or they're not going to be Patriots for very long. One more person, as you were talking, sort of cropped into my head was Sammy Morris, had a red non-contact jersey on. During the non-contact camp, but took a lot of reps at running back and, you know, played a part in the passing game, took some handoffs. I thought he was another guy who, for what he could do, looked intriguing in the different roles they might use him. And Kyle Brady, the tight end newcomer, who some consider an extra tackle, but took a lot of, you know, ran a lot of routes, different patterns, lined up wide at times, and actually seemed to be Tom Brady's favorite target for a while there during the session where he just kept throwing to, you know, Brady to Brady. So all those new guys, I thought you saw just a taste of the roles that they could be used in.
Yeah, and that was the best part, I thought, of the practice itself, was to get a chance to see all those new guys in Patriots helmets and see where they might be able to fit in. A couple of paperwork clarifications. Randall Gay officially signed his $1.3 million restricted free agent tender. Eric Alexander, as an exclusive rights free agent, also signed, and I believe just today, Antoine Spann, who was not at practice, that may or may not be why. I'm not sure if he's dealing with an injury, but he officially re-signed his tender as well. So those three guys, they really didn't have much flexibility, didn't have any flexibility, actually. Even Gay, as the restricted free agent, didn't get any offers before the period ended. So that pretty much takes care of the roster report. Obviously, next week we will have much more because we have the Patriots Charitable Foundation Golf Tournament on Monday, and then June 5th through 7th, Tuesday through Thursday, we have the mandatory minicamp, so we'll hit you with plenty more next week. For Andy Hart, I'm Paul Perillo. Back to you, Lori.
Thanks, guys. That's all for today. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all your latest Patriots information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!